Hey, my name is Drew Weber. I'm going to talk a little bit about my musical creations and a little bit about my studio. I just got done recording my fifth CD, and I called it Normandy Saves the Day. And so I'm going to be talking a little bit about that, a little bit about more of my studio equipment, and maybe, of course, you'll probably even hear some stuff that was used with the FirePod to record so you can get some recording samples. First, let's talk a little bit more about the studio. Into the FirePod, I run all my drum mics for starters. That's basically the main first reason why I got the FirePod as an audio interface, because I ran the drum mics into a mixing board and then into a line-in jack on a Sound Blaster Odyssey for quite some time. And it's just completely different results having that FirePod at your disposal, or another audio interface you might have that lets you do that many inputs with microphone preamps. So as far as on my drum set, I have 8 mics on the drum set. I'm using 5 dynamics and 3 condensers on the set right now. The dynamics are 2 over the toms. I have a rack and a floor. 1 in the kick. 1 over the snare. 1 under the snare. The condensers, 3 of those. 1's under the hi-hat and 2 are as overheads. I use Remo pinstripe heads on the batter side of the kick and the batter side of the toms. On the snare drum, I have Evans, it's got the little holes in the very sides of it around the rim of the drum head. It's called like a G2 dry coated or something like that. And then on the 10-inch popcorn snare, I've got Evans on that as well. It does not have the holes in it, but it's a dual ply. All those are dual ply heads. When you're doing rock stuff, you kind of want to have dual ply heads. If you have single ply, it'll kind of, I guess if you don't have them set up right, it'll kind of give you a lot of ring, and I'm not into a lot of that. I like mine kind of dead sounding a little bit, but enough ring to, you know, keep them alive, if that makes any sense. The cymbals I have on the hi-hats, 14-inch Zildjian quick beats. I've got 2 splashes on the set. Well, I used 3 splashes, but I just have 2 of them at a time. I use a 6-inch Zildjian A Custom, an 8 and a 10-inch Zildjian Ks. I have 14 and 16-inch A Custom crashes, an 18-inch Rock crash. That's a Zildjian as well. The ride, I believe, is a 21 or 22-inch. I know that does make a lot of difference. It's a Zildjian. It's a really old Zildjian. I don't even know the model of it. It's that old, but it sounds sweet. I've had it forever, and I love it. I've got a 16-inch. It is a Sabian. It's the only Sabian symbol on the set, but it's an amazing symbol. It's an ozone crash. It's like kind of like a China, but it's you kind of cut the mid-range out, if you can think of that. It's built like a crash, except it's got all these big holes in the symbol. It sounds pretty cool. And then I did use, I believe it was the 18-inch Zildjian China Trash on number 2 on the album, actually. Everything else I use that ozone crash. And then I have a tambourine and a wood block. And so I don't have the small popcorn snare, tambourine, or wood block directly mic'd with dynamics. For the one, the FirePod doesn't have the spaces. Number 2, I don't have all the mics. And it's basically it. maybe one day they'll be mic'd, but for right now, hey, I just use them as ambient. I don't know if I used the wood block on the album or not. Don't believe I did. Unless I hit it on accident. Sometimes it happens with me being a blind drummer. And then, of course, I run all those into the Personas FirePod. Now, as far as recording the guitars, what I'm doing now is I'm running my electric guitars into a Line 6 Pod 2.0. And gives you really good amp modeling in a recording environment. The acoustics, I run them with a pickup and or mic the guitar. Kind of depends on what kind of sound I want to achieve at the time of recording. And I mic the banjo in the front with a condenser mic. The bass, I've always ran it direct because I find I get a cleaner sound with the equipment that I have if I go direct with a bass. I run the keyboard direct as well out of the left and right outputs of the keyboard into the FirePod. That's pretty much my studio setup in a nutshell. Like I said, I just got done recording a new album, and I always enjoy hearing what other musicians do, of course, and it's always really cool for me to hear other blind musicians and what they come up with, and so I'm hoping that other people have the same interests. I record myself as far as all the instruments, as many of you do, I found, which is very cool. I have recorded 5 projects. 2004, my first album, More Beauty Than Gold. In 2005, I did an EP called Paintings. 2006, I did an album called Reviving the Lifeless. In 2007, I did an EP called Welch 300. And then 2008, just finished up my project, Normandy Saves the Day. And Normandy Saves the Day, I like to think of it more as a demo than a whole new album, because this project has a lot of stuff that was on my prior releases. And really the reason I did it is because of the sound quality that I'm now able to achieve with the equipment that I have and the knowledge I have about running the equipment. And, you know, never really sent anything out as far as to labels before, and I'm not saying I'm going to do that now, but I feel I have a project that if I want to send something out, I have the quality and had the time and the experience to really pull songs that I think would be songs that would catch people's attention. And that's kind of the cool thing about having that many projects, is you're able to go back and you look at the projects, and it's kind of my concept. It was, hey, I want to record something for my fans that's much better quality, and for label reps, that's something that, you know, might be noticed. So you're able to go back and you're able to say, okay, this project has these one or two songs that are really cool, and these songs that were cool maybe but now aren't so cool, you know. And so you're able to go pick and choose different songs and use them on a project of this nature, and you're able to then take some new songs, of course, that have not been on a project, you know, have maybe just been demoed, and you're able to put those on there as well. I want to give you guys some snippets of the project. I'm going to give you 2 minutes, actually, of each song, and I know that's a pretty large snippet, but I really think it's cool that when you can actually go and listen to a pretty big piece, and 2 minutes is just enough to grab someone's attention and then hopefully leave them wanting more. So the first song we're going to hear on the album is called Honest Men in a World of Dishonesty. Next song on the album is a track called Pointing Fingers.
like I thought too quickly. Thoughts are rushing through my head. Looks like I jumped the gun again. At least I didn't speak a single thing. I didn't use a single breath. You say I don't know how to live. Yeah. What is this that you say? It's like you're so much better off than me. You can see me right through the holes inside the mask you made. What a shame. You spoke too quickly, the words not flying from your lips. You truly don't know when to quit. Yeah, you said it looks like you jumped the gun again. Now everything's in the open.
The next song on the album is called Life We've Made. Song on the album is a track called Alone.
So alone. you take a look at me. You think some will say, we'll say.
The next song on the album is called More Meaty Than Gold. Comes to my mind,
something more powerful than the sun when it shines.
It's like the sky so clear.
When I think of you, all of my worries disappear.
Looking back now to the days when I was weak,
oh, I can't believe I didn't realize that your love is so sweet.
Oh, now I've got you, and to know that you've got me,
Lord, I think of a feeling on my knees.
I wanna run far, far away.
I wanna run into the sun today.
Your sun shines with more beauty than gold.
When I'm looking to the days ahead or to the days behind me,
I thank you, Lord, that my soul has not been sold,
but I was bought by a price by the one who died for me.
When I think of you, what comes to my mind?
Something more powerful than the sun.
The next song on the album is called Changing.
When I look into their eyes, I see the hurt and pain inside. When I look out to the world, I think of every time he's tried. All these things they are changing, and all these things they are changing. You wonder where your life is headed. You wanna throw it all away, 'cause you don't see the bigger picture. No, you don't see the blood he gave.
This song is called It Is Time.
Sometimes like to run away from everything this day to day. See what I'll find. Sometimes I think of what I have done, and I think of what's to come in the sequence of life. Hey, where are you going? Thinking now, hey, why can't you figure out it's time.
The next song is called Around the World.
I'm living in this life, it's unclean, it is so unworthy. And to everyone who is looking on, I know that it's a disgrace to see. Pick myself up so many times, only to find that I'm gonna fall again. Some people have been telling me that I'm lost in a world of sin. Cause I've hit the bottom of the bottle to find that all this world has to offer me is nothing. Cause I'm searching around the world, I've been searching around the world. And searching around the world.
This next song is called Free at Last.
When I'm lying, trying to sleep, things come back to me. The memories that I have made, well, good or bad, they brought me to this day. Because when I think of you, think of my savior and friend, the one who came and died so I could have life. Now I'm free. I'm free at last. I'm looking to my present, looking to my future, and not to my past. so many things in life could get me down. So do I get up or do I let them push me back down to the ground? So many things in life.
This next song is called The Lord's Faithfulness.
This is the day that I wanted to say I wish happiness for you. Looking back on your days, I know you'll say the Lord's faithfulness was for you. It's new every morning as He's revealing His glory. Yeah, it's new every morning, the Lord's faithfulness is for you. Days, aren't you amazed? The Lord's faithfulness for you. Just looking back on my days, you know I'm amazed. The Lord's faithfulness rings so true. It's new every morning as He's revealing His glory. Oh, it's new every morning, the Lord's faithfulness is for you. It's new every
morning. So that's some clips from the album. And I really hope you guys enjoyed it. I appreciate you guys listening. I always enjoy finding out about new artists, independent artists, especially if they're blind. It just really impacts me. If you guys want to find out more about my music, feel free to visit myspace.com/DrewWeberMusic. That's Weber with one B. And if you guys actually want to purchase the album, you can go to www.christianrocker.com. That's ChristianRocker. And look for the store link on the main page. Click on that, and the Normandy Saves the Day album by Drew Weber should be there somewhere close to the top of the store page. And I am selling it for $5. And until the next episode that I put out, hey, later.